Early years, you lived in Gallup, New Mexico?
That's where my parents went when they came to New Mexico. They went to Gallup. That's where they found work with the Indian Service. They went first to Shiprock.
You did a lot of moving in that time period, 1936 to early 40s.
Yeah, I've moved around quite a bit, and even as a child, my parents and I were moving about the country.
Is that job-related?
Yeah, with the Indian Service, but various jobs under that rubric.
This became a school issue for you, no doubt.
Yes, I went to several schools when I was very young. I lived at several places on the Navajo. The first place we lived was Shiprock on the Navajo Reservation, and also we lived at Chinle and Tuba City. I was in different schools, of course, along that way, and it seems that I was always going to another school when I was growing up.
How did that affect you?
I have no idea what effect that might have had. I do know that very frequently I was the only student in my class who spoke unbroken English, so I had an advantage of a kind, and probably not much of a challenge. I wasn't challenged a great deal when I was in the early grades.
Because the students were speaking mostly what?
Well, their first language was native. Navajo at first, and I lived at Jemez Pueblo, and I lived at Jicarilla. So they were speaking their Athabascan languages, their Pueblo languages.
So you were the star of the class.
I had little difficulty in those days.
You were able to get along with all these students. You were learning to be very social at an early age.
Yes, I got along quite well with my peers. I still have friends who I remember from those days.
1941, December 7th, you would have been about 7 years old. Do you have any recollection of that announcement?
I don't know whether I remember the day or whether I remember being told about it.
Did the war affect your family? Do you remember the rationing?
Oh, yeah. In fact, my family took a break, as it were, at that time from the Indian Service, and they went to work, I like to say, for the war effort. My dad was an artist, of course, and he was an excellent draftsman, and he got work with oil companies. I think he was with Conoco for some time, and we moved to Hobbs, New Mexico, southeastern part of the state. There was an Army air base there, and my mother worked at the air base. We lived there for several years, and then went to Jemez.
And in this time period, your father was a great storyteller.
Yeah, he knew a lot of oral tradition from the Kiowa. He's a good storyteller.
As a young child, were you taken with that? Were you interested in it, or just thought that these are old stories my father's telling me?
I was greatly interested. They were wonderful stories. I took them for granted, of course, until much later in my life, when I realized that they were very fragile and on the verge of extinction. But yes, I remember him telling me stories at bedtime, and I would frequently ask him to tell a certain story. I made him tell some stories again and again and again. So, yeah, that was a rich part of my boyhood. My mother also told stories, not from the Indian tradition so much, but stories she just made up to tell. She was a good storyteller as well.
It lent to you being a storyteller?
Yes, I had that in my background, fortunately. I am very fortunate.
It was a Kiowa home that you were growing up in. Through this whole moving, you had to maintain a certain identity, or was that confusing to you?
You know, I didn't think so much about the tribal identity when I was moving around as a young child. I knew that I was Indian, and that identity was the principal one. I didn't think of myself as a Kiowa in those days so much as an Indian.
In 1946, you made a move to the Pueblos.
Yes, from Hobbs. My mother had found work as a teacher at Jemez. She agreed to take the job if my father could join her. So she went first to Jemez, and then my father and I, a little bit later, joined her there, and my parents became the teachers at the two-teacher day school at Jemez. He was the principal, and my mother was a teacher. She taught the first three grades, and he taught the second three grades.
So would this Jemez be maybe the best home of your childhood?
It was certainly a place that was influential in my boyhood. I think I lived there during my most impressionable years, and I love the place, still do. think it was an ideal kind of childhood I had there.
Because your experience there from Haemus is seen in your work.
Yes, I've written about Haemus, and it remains a vital part of my experience, a place that I'll always find friendly and comfortable, secure.
Haemus in New Mexico, just exactly where is that?
Haemus Pueblo is north and west of Albuquerque, about 65 miles.